Limited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now, here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning, and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:39 on WRHI, AM 1340, 100.1 FM, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Another beautiful morning in Rock Hill, South Carolina. I'm not sure where it's cloudy or the sunshine.
I think you got both right.
Well, we got some rain Thursday night.
Yeah.
It flooded.
What about that, man? I got 2 inches of rain. And,
really?
I don't know what time period it was. It wasn't very much. And I was sitting on the back porch, and the clouds came through there, and it was just about the...
Just skirting us is what it was doing. It was, and then more was going to come later, so I moved in on the screened-in porch. It kept getting closer and closer. Mm-hmm. And then you could feel that. I love being outside for thunderstorms, and you feel the hot air moving out and the cool air moving in. And then my dad texts me about 15 minutes later. It started raining. He goes, it's hailing here.
It was hailing in York.
As soon as I opened his text, it started in my house, so... Boom, it started. It was about fingernail size hail, but it covered my whole putting green back there.
We had some, but I don't know how much.
You didn't have that much, yeah. It did it for about a minute. I mean, it was.
That's all ours was.
Yeah.
It was small stuff.
Yeah.
He finished the garden that Thursday.
Yeah.
Yep. And then it held on Thursday night.
Yeah, well, it didn't hurt any of my plants. I went out there and looked and. Seemed like they were fine. So I heard over Rutherfordton and where was that other place? Some places had tennis ball size hail. Man, that's some damage right there.
You don't want
vehicles
that.
And
you don't want that.
They showed a video of a cow out in the field. He was just running. Didn't know which way to go, man.
Usually they run into the trees and it knocks all the leaves off the trees and they don't help me anymore.
Or they run as like thunderstorm, they always run under the trees. That's not a great place to be when a thunderstorm comes.
Better than being out in the wide open.
Yeah, up in the lightning might hit a tree or whatever. So,
but we had a pretty good week plant wise. Can't complain. I mean,
yeah, we got rain early in the week, and that was if you had your vegetable garden planted for. Tommy just planted his, but I've had mine since Easter, I guess, and a lot of people had, and you had to water and water and water. But once you get that first good rain on it, you can see the plants just make a turn, and they just start taking off. So water's not a substitute for, like, a real rain. So
No
comparison.
Yep.
We used to watch it rain, and everything would green up the next morning.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
A lot of times you get 2 or 3 inches of new growth on stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my squash, zucchini, and the cucumbers, they just like took off. Like they were just sitting there, and then boom.
You got any ready yet?
No. I got a bloom on there.
A bloom.
Yeah, a bloom.
Rhonda had a yellow peony.
Mm-hmm.
High dollar thing. And one gorgeous bloom. She took a picture of it and put it on her.
Yeah.
Facebook page. Well, the rain came through at night and broke the bloom up. Laying on the ground, and now it's not blooming. And she's kind of upset.
I had some tulips that came up, and we had a rain shortly after they were just kind of beat them.
You had tulips come up here?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
They usually peter out about the third year.
They don't last.
Well, these are brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tulips don't last.
I'm really disappointed about that. You spend time planting bulbs and you think that's going to be a thing. And my wife did a really cool thing about 15 years ago. She had a little dinner party for her little friends come over, and everybody brought bulbs. And I had an area in the back there, and they all planted the bulbs. And then, you know, it came up for a couple years, but then they're just gone. Like,
now, daffodils last.
Yeah.
Tulips don't.
Daffodils, they'll be around 20, 30 years.
Yeah, I just and I plant some elephant ears that are good. They come up.
I got some that have been
there 40 years. I don't know if that's considered a bulb or not, but they're cool. I like them. And bulb, that's kind of disappointing for all the hard work. You only get a couple years out of it.
We had a customer, that's 84, 85, paid $5 a piece for these tulip bulbs. And
oh, wow.
When they bloomed, they had 3.5-4 inch blooms.
Yeah.
And the first year they did great, second year fair, third year very right. few of them came up.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the heat.
It's not a big advertisement for bulbs this morning, I guess. But
bulbs or what?
Me and my granddaughter planted 60 bulbs for my wife's 60th birthday. That's what we got her. But I can't say that we had 60 flowers. I think I planted some in a place where I wasn't getting enough sun. I think there's some irises there. You can see when they come up, they turn. If you ever plant something, there's too much shade, you'll see it lean out and try to go to the sun. It's just trying to reach the sun.
Our mother back in the 50s when I was born worked at a research center for North Carolina Department of Agriculture. And they would bring bulbs from Holland and test them.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them didn't go on the commercial market. So she brought them home. And one time she must have had 1,000 different varieties.
Nashville is a 25-foot wide bed, 150 feet long, with irises and bulbs.
Wow, man.
And back then you didn't have anything you could spray in the bed, so we had to start weeding them by hand. By the time you got finished, you started again.
It took all summer to weed the thing.
They gave y'all something to do.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Steve? Get out there and weed my bulb bed.
She didn't let us weed bulbs because we pulled the wrong thing.
I cleaned it out. Look there. Everything's gone.
Well, you pulled mine. Okay, we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather, hold AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Okay, we're back to the Gardener's Bench.
Mama is coming home.
Somebody's coming home.
Guess what tomorrow is? Mother's Day. Don't forget. Get out there. We got a lot of nice hanging baskets and mixed pots and some other little gift type things.
There's no such thing as a nice hanging basket.
There's really not.
You got to water it in pools.
Yeah, that was your subtle reminder to Mother's Day. Tomorrow's Mother's Day.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. he delivered
Get
the
your
message.
Mother something.
We used to water two or 300 of them a day.
Oh, my gosh. We have to water them at a store, too. But and even though we get all that rain, 2 inches of rain, they're under the cover. Guess what? They still got to be watered.
leave them out, they get beat up.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what you got to consider if you have things in raised pots or hanging baskets. Or you got to know the air's all going all the way around it. It's constantly drying it out.
We even set it up one year where we could water
it. Oh, you did a little tubes in there?
Drip tubes in them, yeah.
That's kind of nice. But it's easier when you had the 50 in a row to do that. If you have a hanging basket here and one there, it's hard to put a tube in it.
Oh, that's for the birds.
Yeah.
Well, future baskets, you'd have to water them three times a day. So.
Birds can't water them things.
No. We used to do a lot of boss ferns.
Yeah, we got some pretty ferns there.
Well, we started them in November.
Oh, really?
So you turned the heat on in November. So it seemed like the day you turned it on, it went to $500 a month.
Yeah.
Fuel bill. And then December, January, there's nothing else in the greenhouse but ferns.
Yeah.
And you could usually grow two or three crops of something else for one crop of ferns that we started buying.
Yeah, a little bit easier. Ferns look good.
They grew some pretty ones, though.
They look good on people's front porches. I have two hanging things there. Seems like a cool thing. Makes the house look good, ferns. But you do have to water it a lot.
Yeah, we got a couple, and yeah. My wife says I overwater them.
But do you?
She says that's what kills them.
Is she right?
I don't know.
How often is she right?
Oh, 100%. Oh, okay. 100%.
I guess it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell how much to water. How much should you water a fern, I guess, if it's a hanging basket?
Water when they dry.
The harder, hotter it gets, the more you got to do it.
Simplest thing, stick your finger in the root ball with wet, leave it alone with dry water.
A lot of the problem with some of them you buy, there's so much like light potting soil in there and just the roots. So it's really not, some of them don't even have a lot of dirt in there.
Yeah.
So those things dry out like quick. As soon as you put the water, it's coming out the bottom and it's gone. Oh. So might not be totally your fault, Matt. Could have been a improper mix of dirt.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say next
time. Oh, no. It's his
fault. Maybe he got on the phone and just stood there and kept watering and watering while he was talking.
It's his fault. I guarantee it.
Well, if you put them in too much sun, they'll burn up and die, too. So.
Yeah, they need to be shaded areas. I've got in my front of my house is a great area for probably the best ever for hostas. If I wanted to raise hostas, I could do them there because the sun comes up and by 10:30, 11, it's gone. And they're gorgeous there. And it's a perfect place for two ferns.
Some hostas like sun.
Doesn't it? Well, these are the variegated ones. But
not a lot of sun, but they will.
Yeah. Not a lot of sun. You put them in a hot, direct sun.
Yeah. Yeah, I've tried that. It didn't work out too well.
Patriot and Francie were probably the best, too, for a little more sun. But still, they'll burn if it's too much.
Mm-hmm. How many different varieties of hostas do we grow? 20-something?
Yeah, it was
25
or 30.
The ones we did the best with were the big ones.
Yeah.
They get 4 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
And the leaves are huge.
Now, these get wide. The one I had just kept getting wider. It was about 3 foot wide. We cut it down this year because it was taking up my whole bed out there. But
it's pretty.
Chopped it up and gave it to some people and shared the wealth. But it's a variegated kind. I don't know the name of it. It's light.
There's green. A lot of variegated.
Yeah. Little light yellow looking green and dark green mixed in together. It's pretty. Comes up, has the flowers hanging out. When do they do to produce the flowers? In May? Coming up here?
Yeah, May, June.
Yeah.
It should be flowering that now.
Like a purple looking.
As warm as it was this winter, it'd probably be a little early. But.
Yeah. Yeah, it seemed like we were about a week or two ahead, but it's actually been cool. Still, if you're waiting on your, I've seen a lot of people show me pictures of azaleas in Bermuda. It's still kind of dragging because it hadn't got hot. It was 48 degrees the other morning, which I love that. But warm season grass does not love that. So.
It's pretty green.
It's coming up. We're going to be 90 degrees then next weekend, so we'll be ready to go then. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough-cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Mama, life had just begun.
Here we go, directing the show here. That's my son. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say another subtle reminder about tomorrow.
Yeah. What's tomorrow? Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Get it in and get it growing.
That's my son Christian's favorite group, Queen.
I thought every day was Mother's Day.
That's just kids' day, children's day. I used to ask my dad when I was a kid about Father's Day, Mother's Day. I said, when is it going to be a kid's day? He's like, that's every day, son.
He ain't wrong.
No, he's right.
That's every day. I didn't get it. I was like, I didn't feel like it. Nah, it's good. So, like I said, Bermuda grass, Zoysia grass. I went and looked at a guy's centipede grass last night. It was kind of sparse and had a rough winter for centipedes, St. Augustine, so it's all laying in wait.
Did all right, didn't it?
Yeah, yep. I had a few spots.
Yeah. But it takes a while for some of it to come back. I went and looked at some people's yards, and it's just like white in certain sections. But the one I looked at the other day, I looked at last year, had the same problem. And then by the end of summer, it was green, which is kind of, I don't know what's going on in there, but I think they were watering a little bit too much. You have the warm season grass, so you don't have to water. So you shouldn't even be watering it right now at all. Like maybe the end of May, you may have to put some stuff on there. But
we watered, Mom and Daddy lived there then. We watered it all summer.
Yeah.
And then in 2002, when we had the first drought.
Yeah.
That was actually a 7-year drought that nobody paid any attention to the last year.
Mm-hmm.
When they had border restrictions and all that. So we cut it off about July, I think, 1st of July.
Yeah.
It struggled that year.
Yeah,
had water for the first 3 months, didn't need it the last 3 months.
Yeah. Well, I'm not telling you not to water it if it didn't rain. I mean,
I'm telling you that the next year we have watered it since.
Yeah.
And it comes out stronger.
It's tough. It actually makes it a stronger plant the more you control the water, because I've told people this over and over. If a plant knows it's going to get water, the roots just get lazy. They stay at the top. And if you're hurting it, you're making it stronger. The roots go dig down. They look for water, and it makes a stronger plant. So less disease and all that stuff. So
on centipede, I used to tell people, if you walk out in the yard and it starts crunching, it's time to water.
Exactly,
otherwise,
yeah.
Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Because they overwater it all the time.
We put it at church long time ago.
Yeah.
And it did real well for a while, but the places where the kids played football and all.
Yeah, it's not for that.
And that takes for traffic.
It's kind of deteriorated in this area of the country. It's not the winters. They don't like it. And it's obviously great for Columbia down to Charleston, the sandy soil, all that stuff. But it's number one, it's not for traffic, number one. And number two, it's never going to be dark green. It's going to have that light lime green look to it.
Back in the day, we didn't plant any Bermuda. They took over the world.
Yeah.
And then they came up with all these name varieties. Yeah. And now a lot of people have Bermuda.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't cut their, especially Bermuda. Centipede, you can cut it pretty short. St. Augustine, no. But Bermuda and Zoysia is made to be cut short. And a lot of people are scared to get it on down. If you get it down, it has a better color. It starts moving sideways instead of just doing a top growth and fills in, makes it thicker. So,
I thought St. Augustine stayed short anyway.
Well, no, you can keep it a little bit taller. But
it was more of a ground cover type thing.
It's a pretty grass, the more I see it.
You can keep the chinch bugs out of it.
Yeah. We don't have too many chinch bugs up here, man.
He looked at his uncle's yard. He had a country club estate. And he said he could hear the chinch bugs.
When I got out of the truck, you could hear them crunching.
Florida, they're bad down there. My buddy's had a house down there. He left for the weekend and came back. His yard was gone. It's just like mowed it down.
And after we took care of that, he thought we walked on water.
Yeah.
He did. I mean, he gave us a lot.
What did you put on there? Bifenthrin?
We did diazinon or what was the other one? They took off the market. I don't remember now, but
yeah, a lot of good stuff back then you can't use anymore. Yeah. Well, back then everything was broad spectrum.
Yeah.
Not able to identify your problem.
Didn't just kill one thing or didn't. Yeah.
That just made us buy 10 more products.
I know.
$150 bucks a gallon. So.
Yeah, they would use 10 different products.
More is targeted, the better I think it is, and people are having to buy different things. So we have bifenthrin and Electus as a granular to put down for insects and grubs and all that good stuff. We had a lady come in trying to get rid of midge. Do you know what that is? It hangs around the water. It's called midge. It's like a mosquito. But I never heard of it.
I never heard of it.
Yeah. Hangs around in lakes and stuff. But I looked it up on bifenthrin. It didn't say anything about midge. So. We were looking all over the store for it the other day.
I never heard of it. Huh.
I told her I remember a kid from high school. And in high school named Midge. No, I never heard of that. That's kind of crazy. You've been in the industry, y'all hadn't even heard of it. So,
So you've done everything you're supposed to do to your warm season by now?
Well, if you did your starter in April, you should be doing your second pre-emergent middle of this month, which are almost there now. So the one we have is 1608 or 1906. So still, you can still go after some weeds. It's not super hot, but like I said, it's supposed to be 90 degrees next weekend. When it starts getting that hot, I think you should just ignore the weeds and live with what you got and move on, because chemicals, temperature goes up like that, chemicals can hurt even the good grass.
Yeah, they don't work real good. Okay, we'll be right back to the garden speech.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us. CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day is a lovely day.
Yeah.
Just be
when you're retired.
Just be thankful for the next one.
Yeah, anyway. You should be thankful for the next one. Don't forget Mother's Day is tomorrow, and I mentioned plants at my store. We also still have gift type things in there. We have wind chimes and glass bird baths, flags, some Gamecock Clemson stuff for the mother-in-laws that love their sports. So there's other things, or you can buy them a yard of mulch and we can deliver it whenever.
You need to sell some of that stuff now, not you're going to have it for a while.
Yeah, I know. I have to get rid of it, so I don't have to keep dusting it off.
That's right.
Or we got some nice poly furniture. If you,
still got the
if you really furniture. Like your mother, and it's expensive, but it's good. Yeah, it lasts forever.
Rhonda pulls it in and looks at it every now and then.
That's nice, man. We sell a lot of it. Actually, a lot, what I have on the lot, probably half of it sold. And we've ordered more, but
you need to get it off the lot.
We still have a good selection though, if you want
to. If it's sold, it don't need to be on the lot.
Well, there's certain situations where that lingers around. Probably not that much sold, but maybe an eighth of it sold. But we did real well with that furniture.
You've had it for a long
time. I had a lot of it in February. My boss was getting a little worried. He's like, "You got a lot of furniture here." You look at it now, I don't have a lot of furniture there. So you have to have it to sell it. I mean, the problem is it's 2 months. If you order it and get the colors you want, all that stuff's made to order. It's Amish, so it's not. They don't have a warehouse full of this furniture, so they make it to order. So
you order it and they make it and ship it to you.
Yeah, takes a certain time. So
It's
a good thing. But I've had mine in my backyard. I sat in there last night, so it's something good to sit on.
You can afford it. The rest of us can't.
Oh, Lord, man. Yeah.
You got 19 ends.
I'm not the one that owns like 45 acres over there off Hollis Lakes Road.
Hollis Lakes Road.
I mean Museum Road, sorry.
Sonny Collins told me that people that think they have money buy a house at the lake, people that have money build a lake in the backyard.
There you go. That's what you did.
Anyway, we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina.